So this is my first podcast. I'm not really sure what topic I'm going to be talking about. I know a friend of mine, he actually has his own podcast. So I'm just, I'm new to this whole podcast thing. I've listened to like a couple of, podcasts before, but overall, mostly I just never thought of making my own. So I honestly don't know what to say or talk about. So I'm just gonna go on a high note and say that I will be back and I will, figure out what I want to talk about on my podcast. Ciao. Hey guys, so this is my first podcast again. I have no clue what I'm gonna be talking about. Psych, I'm just kidding. I know what I'm talking about. So what I want to talk about is my journey to getting into Columbia College as an actor. I think it's a very interesting topic to talk about because, I think it's a very interesting school, actually. I wasn't like, fully accepted in it at first, but I mean, they wanted me to do a semester because in high school my, GPA was really bad. So, I have reasons why it was bad. I'm not a bad kid or anything. I just had like really bad, problems in life. But, save that story for another day, I guess. But yeah, just my journey, just moving across state just to get closer to, my dream. And, 6 months from now I'm out of here, So, it feels a little weird, but I'm ready, I'm nervous, but I'm excited. It's like an excited, nervous type feeling, You know what I'm talking about. But anyways, I have a friend who does podcasts, actually. He's pretty cool. His name is Bleep. I don't want to say his name unless he gives permission to, but for now, let's just call him Bleep. He wants to be a director, so he seems like really, really cool. I can't wait to meet him, and I can't wait to work with him. I think, we'll get along pretty well. We have like similar goals in life and stuff. So I don't know. I feel like me and him will, we'll do a good job together. Chemistry. Now let's talk about, tuition and, college stuff. So as of now, I'm currently, looking at financial aid. I'm getting help, I need to actually I got a counselor at Columbia College Hollywood, actually, and he's texting me an email. He said he's trying to, he's gonna help me, figure some things out financially, but not too worried, but I really want to go to the school. I don't want to be in debt after, I calculated it up and dude, I'll owe like at least 90 grand. I'm not trying to do that. So, but, yeah, not trying to do that. I don't think anybody, should do that. I'm not endorsing, student loans. I don't think that's a good idea, overall. And I feel like, if you're going to do it, make sure it's not a lot and make sure you can pay it off. Don't do anything like, I've looked at these documentaries and, I've seen these people like who's like in debt, like $130,000 in debt. It's a lot of money, and it takes their whole life, just to pay it off. So it's just like, wow, like this is ridiculous. Like I did all the school, but for nothing. I don't want that, to happen to me. And I know a school, it's a good school, and, I think it'd be very, very helpful, what I want to do. Meeting people, similar as me, fitting into the crowd, that's what I really, care about mostly. I want to make a career, I want to evolve as a better actor, in Hollywood, it's not an easy, gig to get into. I wasn't born yesterday. I understand how hard it's going to be. So, yeah, I just feel like, a lot of people, give up on their dreams because it's like they feel that as if, it's too hard or it's not what they thought it was gonna be. I don't have that fear. I'm not gonna quit, and it's not who I am. I love acting. I love it as a passion. It's like having another, sibling to you. That's how much I love it. So, I feel like it's a big part of me and who I am today. But, acting is, it means a lot more to me than, a lot of other things besides family and stuff, but family and friends. But other than that, man, it's just like, I really, really want this badly. And, a lot of people just do acting because, they feel as if it's, they just want the fame, the glory, the money. I don't care about that. And, I honestly don't care about that. If you can do a lie detector test of me right now, I pass. Those are perks of, and benefits of, being an actor, a successful, career active actor, sorry. But, it's not everything, Hell, I've heard, famous people all the time saying, "Oh no, fame isn't, it's not what you think, it's not what you want, And these are coming from famous people, people who had those same dreams, when they were younger. Those same aspects, they were still dreaming until they made it, become a reality. And they understand, and listening to them, what they say about it, it's not all what you think it is, People have this idea like, oh, once I get famous, I'm gonna be on top of the world, yeah, yada yada, And it's like, it's not how it is, this is not how things work. Everybody has their own fantasy in their heads, I say. Like, they see the world differently as everybody else. But everybody's like that though. I see the world, differently as, say my friend would, So I feel like as if if you really want to do acting, make sure it's something you really, really want, and you have to be dedicated, you have to treat it like it's your freaking job. Because other than that, man, like, if you don't treat it like, it's your job, go out there, deliver, work, find your, find your auditions, go out and, hunt for your food, just do it, but I feel like as if not a lot of people are that dedicated to doing that, and they think it's this way, but it's another way. And that's not how things work, Hell, I'd probably, me right now, I'm thinking, this is how things are going to be in the future for me. And I can be completely wrong, I'm not worried about that though. And I'm not afraid. So I just think people, if you're gonna really do this, just make sure you really want it. God damn, I keep saying like every sentence. Like, at least somebody should count that for me, Look at that. Just did it again. Anyways, I know I'm super funny. But yeah, man, I feel like just, everybody should chase your dreams. A lot of people are afraid to step out, that take a step at the front doorstep of their parents' house. Not everybody does that. And people are, afraid of chasing their dreams. Me, at first, I was very afraid. I was like, oh shit, I'm moving away. I gotta get into school. I don't, I was just really nervous, man. I was very, very nervous. But now, after a while, I guess I just, accepted it, So, God damn, that's gonna be my catchphrase. Is gonna be my catchphrase. Well, that's it for the podcast today. Sorry. Wow. Hey everybody, I'm back. I'm gonna make a day where I'm just gonna do my podcast on, or it shouldn't matter. I could just do it every day or whenever I felt like it, but I want to make a day. That'd make more sense, or it'd be a little bit easier. But I'm back with actually good news. So following up to my last episode, this episode I'll be talking about, college again. I got really good news, y'all. I'm set to go.
Dude, at first I was just really nervous, man. I was like, shoot, man, like this is gonna be expensive. I'm gonna be a $90,000 debt. I was just, I was hella nervous, man. And, man, today I feel excited. Like I feel like very happy. Like it was exhilarating. I was like, oh my God, like, I feel happy. I feel really happy right now. I was excited. Nothing can ruin my day except for me getting my hours cut at work. But that's, I mean, we could talk about that too a little bit, touch on that a little bit too. But, it was just when I was talking to like, the financial aid lady, and I was really nervous. I was like, shoot, man, like, what if she says I don't have enough? Then I'm gonna have to like, do loans, am I gonna, be in debt? I just like, oh man, I was just, all this stuff was going through my head, and I guess I was worried for nothing, but I'm kind of glad I worried, because it wouldn't have pushed me to ask or to follow through or follow up on my financial aid and my money for school. So anyways, I had to set this appointment up with the college advisor at Columbia College Hollywood, and I'm not gonna say his name. I would say its name, but it was really a weird process at first. I was like, okay, let me see if I can, if he can help me through this, if he can, at least shine some light on my day, which he did. I'm really happy. I'm not gonna say his name though, because that'd be a little weird. I don't want him getting, people hitting him up. I don't want to do that. So, I said, hey man, look, I'm afraid this college is gonna be cost me $1 billion, even though I was exaggerating. I told him, I was like, yeah, I told him straight up, like, I'm really nervous about this, I don't know if I have enough. And he said, oh, okay, don't worry, man. I'm gonna, see. I know it can be scary, seeing all these big numbers and, money. I was like, yeah, man, yeah, I'm just, nervous, man. Like, I really want to go to this school. So he actually set the appointment up for me. I was like, yeah, what time is good for you? And he said, hey, he said, let's do Thursday. All right. I was like, all right, cool. That's fine with me. I'll be available Thursday. I made sure I was going to be available Thursday. So Thursday, here it is, Thursday today. It was really funny because I was really nervous. I was like, oh crap, I gave him, the wrong number. So that's another reason why I was really nervous. I was like, shoot, man, I forgot I gave him this number, He had my old number. He didn't get my new number. So I was like, oh man, like, he doesn't have my number. Shoot, how is she gonna call me? So, he had to like reschedule that, he had to give her my number, my new number. He called her, got done talking to her. She talked to me about, school and stuff, and she basically filled me up and said, you're good to go. Like, your grants should like cover for everything, especially if you're going part time, that you'd have money left over. If I'm going full time, I can still go full time. I have less money left over from, the Pell Grant, or, I have less money left over. But if I go like, to six, it depends. If I go to 16 out, like 16, full time credits, that it's, I'm not gonna have like a lot of money left over either. So it's 12 credits for, full time, and then there's, part time. I'm probably just gonna go full time. I'm gonna have less money left over, but it's fine. I feel like it'd be really, a good experience for me. Man, but when she told me this, man, it lit up my day, man. I was really, nervous. I was like, oh crap, like, she really did say that. Am I dreaming? Like, I feel like I was dreaming. But she told me straight up, like, yeah, you're good to go. You don't have to worry about anything. And I'm gonna apply for another grant. The grant only exclusive can get because, my past. But like I said, we'll go in that detail into another day. But man, I felt so happy, man. Like, so happy. And I really, I'm really grateful, God. I don't know if a lot of people I talk to don't believe in God, but man, I believed in God. You know, at first I really didn't. I was like, you know, I was atheist before, you know, a long time ago. I didn't really think there was a God, but man, ever since I've had him in my life, man, good that's come to me, man. I was adopted by, you know, a good family. Went to a good school. I'm going to a good school now in college, and I'm still a believer, man. I never lost faith. So, I'm definitely, you know, a believer of God, you know. I'm just really grateful for everything I have, man. It's like, it's crazy, you know, to think about, like, I'm going to college and I can pay for it. I can afford it, you know. At first I was like, you know, I don't know if I can do this, you know. I didn't doubt myself, but I didn't know if I can go to that school. And if I think if I couldn't go to this school, you know, I was like, shit, what am I gonna do? You know, I was like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. If I don't go to the school, the processes for going to other schools, because Columbia has my information. They have, like, you know, my transcripts, high school transcripts, your school, you know, my SAT scores. They have everything. So if I had to apply to another school that didn't have house in there, I'd be, you know, on a rude awakening. So, because, you know, California is expensive, like expensive. So I was like, damn, man, how am I gonna, like, afford this? I don't know. I'm gonna afford this. I don't know how I can get a place. I don't know if I can get the job. I gotta, you know, act on the side. I don't know how I'm gonna do that. So I was really, you know, a lot was going through my brain because I was like, shoot, man, I don't want to go in debt. You know, when I was thinking about the school, I was like, I don't want to go in debt. I don't want to be in $90,000 debt because I've seen the documentaries that, you know, that's online, and it's weird, man. It's like, wow, like, these people literally risked everything. You know, I'm looking at a documentary of this lady. I forgot her name, but she's in like $100,000 debt. I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, can you imagine being in $100,000 debt? And you know, I was thinking, like, you know, if I didn't have any grants, you know, I'd be in $90,000. Well, I'd be in a little bit more debt than that. I ain't gonna lie. But 90,000, if I didn't have a, if I, even with the Pell Grant, I would have had 90,000. That's what I was thinking, but I was wrong. I won't be in any debt. So when I was looking, I'm like, shoot, man, this is gonna be crazy if I, like, you know, if I had to pay this like her, like, you know. I was looking at the lady in the video, and she was just like, yeah, my life sucks right now. You know, I went to school for this, you know, do what I wanted to, and I risked it all on loans, and now I have to move back into my grandma's house. What happened to her mother, I don't know, and it's not my information or business to get into that. But she got interviewed, and it's a serious problem, man. Like, you know, schooling and, like, college, it's school, like, high school, like middle school, elementary school, pre-K, whatever, the same thing, you know. Through high school it's free, you know. They take it out, they take that out of your social security, your parents' social security. So that's school's already, you know, covered for, and it's really cheap from the social security. But if you add that up from, like, when you, like, 13 years, because, you know, you usually spend 13 years of your life in school, depending who you are or in your situations. I spent 13 years in school. Pretty sure everybody else has, but like I said, depends on the situation. Anyways, I was like, man, you know, I was really nervous, but seeing that video really freaked me out. I was like, oh boy, oh boy. But anyways, let me get back to what I was, you know, saying before. Yeah, schooling is really, like, pretty much free, almost free, because they take, like I said, they take it out your parents' social security. If you didn't know that, they do. Look it up, it's a fact. And after high school, it's not free anymore. You know, this is where, like, in school, I feel like it's bullshit because, like, some of the things in school is bull. Like, you're going to school for nothing, pretty much. It's basically saying you need an education, you know, you need to get smarter. But the stuff they teach us is, you know, I guess it does teach us, you know, math, English. It does teach us basics, but basics is pretty much all you need to know. Unless you want to be a mathematician, or, you know, you're going to need these numbers and fancy, you know, equations in the future. But Let's be honest for a quick second. Nobody's really, you know, it depends on your job, like I said before, but majority of the people, they don't really use it after high school. Hell, I haven't used an equation after high school. So it's like I haven't had to do x squared plus, you know, 50 billion minus 12. I didn't have to like do that to get a job. You know, I feel like they teach you stuff that's very irrelevant until you get to college, because at college you do have to have a certain requirement of skill within, you know, what you have to take in classes and stuff. So I guess that works out. But overall, I'm being completely honest here, you really like elementary school, okay. You're gonna need basic math. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's all you're gonna read to know. Maybe 1 through 100, 1 through 1,000, whatever. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. You know, that's all you really need to know, because, you know, those letters, you can form words with letters. Just make sure you know how to, like, you know, form words, you can read. That's pretty much basic stuff. All this extra stuff they taught us was really a waste of time, if you ask me. I feel like, you know, if we could just do what we want early, we'd have a way better chance of, you know, doing that in the future. Because if we went to school early and we did what we wanted to, like, say, if I wanted to be a singer and they had classes for singer, like high school, elementary school, they just taught you how to sing. And that's what you want to do for your life. I mean, I'm not saying you can change that, or it probably caused a little some problems, some pros, some cons. I understand that. But I feel like, you know, they should, it should be like, you know, how you, what you want to do in life from an early age. Cause you know, the earlier you start on something, the better you're going to get at it. Like me, I started guitar at, I started guitar at 14. So not 14, I think 12 or 14, one of them. I started pretty young and I got really good over the years. I feel like, just stuff like that. Like when you start at young age, you just get really good at something. I'm not saying everything is for somebody. Like, for example, you could practice singing for a billion years, but you still suck at it. You know, sometimes it's just not for some people, you know, but I feel like, you know, that's how it should operate, because how things are now is just, I feel like it's a waste of time. Like, you know, school is just, cause you know, think about it. College is where that, you know, you learn what you want to do in life, and that's going to be what you want to do, you know, for the rest of your life, career wise. High school, you just have to get past it. You know, you're not going to, some of that stuff you're going to use in college, depending on what college you go to. Some universities teach, and you know, like I said, some things you will learn, some things you won't, but some universities do it, some don't. Some community colleges don't do it. Some of them do. I'm not saying they don't, but I've recently just actually learned that the college credits I got, I guess other college wouldn't have count here because they teach different curriculums. So I was like, oh, okay, that's a little weird. So I guess, you know, some people teach the same thing, some people don't. So that's just how things operate right now, I guess. And I'm like, oh, okay, I didn't know that, you know, I didn't know that some of your credits wouldn't, you know, be allowed at this school. So it's some of this stuff, I feel like they just teach us, and it's really irrelevant, because, you know, either way, you're going to have to take a placement test, unless you have really good SAT scores, ACT scores. But either way, you're still going to take a placement test to see where you're at, and you're still going to have to do the same thing over like you did in high school. Literally no difference. So I feel like some of this stuff is a big waste of time, really big waste of time. But, you know, like I said, it depends on what you want to do. I feel like they should start us off at an early age. You know, that'd be way much better. We'd be way more skilled, and we'd be making a lot more money. You know, people wouldn't be in debt. And I feel like, you know, some colleges should be free. You know, they should at least pay 50%, 50, and I'm being generous. 50%. That's how it should be. That's how I wish it was. You know, college would pay 50%, and you'd pay the rest. That's not a lot. And, you know, whatever you have, the Pell Grant, you know, whatever, it just cover the rest. That's how it should be, but it's not. Because colleges are very, what's the word for it? I don't want to say not corrupt, But colleges that literally give you no other choice to enforce you into, you know, loans, then I feel like it's corrupt, because they know you're going to be in their debt, you know, for as long as you live until you pay it off. And I've seen like documentaries that people take them, you know, freaking 20 years to pay off $100,000 debt. And need I remind you, I mean, it depends though. Like if you're a doctor, you'd easily pay that off because, you know, they make a lot of money. If, you know, if you're just, like I said, it depends if how you're going to use that career. Because I know some people, after a certain while, you can't loan any more money because you've exceeded that maximum. Like once you have 100,000, you can't loan anymore. I mean, I'm pretty sure you can, but that's, they're going to like tell you, okay, this is enough. You're obviously not going to be able to pay this off, you know? So, I feel like it's not for everybody, you know, it depends who you are and what you want to do, man. But, yeah, that's the good news I had. That's it for the podcast today. I don't want to cut it short. This is like, okay, it's over. It's over 15 minutes. Okay, that's good. You know, thanks for listening, everybody. Hope you guys have a good night. I want to say something really weird when I leave. Like, boom, boom, boom. Something like that. Like, you know, something weird. I guess I'll just say, I see ya, or something like that. I'll just start off really slow, or something really small. So, until next time, guys. Have a good one. Be good people. I'm not going to lie. I stole that last line from one of my favorite YouTubers. I'm sorry. Don't kill me. All right, y'all. Be good people.